Bruce Springsteen has a new album called High Hopes. It's his 18th studio album, and it's a different sort of release for him. The album features original and cover songs that he's performed live over the years, some never recorded in a studio setting, as well as a few older songs reconceived with new arrangements and new musicians. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Monday morning runs, Sunday night screaming. Slow me down before the New Year dies. Well, it won't take much to kill a loving smile, and every mother with a baby crying in her arms singing, give me help, give me strength, give a soul a night to fall asleep. Give me love, give me peace. Don't you know these days you pay for everything? Got high hopes.
That's High Hopes, featuring Tom Morello from the band Rage Against the Machine on guitar. It's a song Bruce Springsteen first recorded in the 90s, a cover of a song he's long liked by the band The Javelinas. As you heard, it's a good, rough-sounding piece of music with a rousing chorus that sounds both joyful and determined. Other songs here, such as Frankie Fell in Love, are Springsteen originals in the classic mode.
Good morning, the church mass is snoring. News is out all over town. Frankie Fell in Love. Wake up, boys, wake up. You drunken choir boys, sing it up. Had Juliet, Cesar, Romeo's been found. Frankie Fell in Love. Well, peace don't bring down. From here on in, we can take out. She ain't gonna be cooking for the likes of us. Somebody call Mama and just tell her Frankie Fell in Love.
When I said classic mode, I was referring to the way Springsteen builds so many of his songs. From the ground up, with a quiet beginning that states the verse and rapidly acquires a big, full band sound. Listening to it coming through your earphones, you can easily imagine how it would rock the house of any arena Springsteen and the E Street Band might choose to play it in. Let's contrast that with another excellent song, Hunter of Invisible Game, produced by Brendan O'Brien with the same meticulousness he brought to Bruce albums such as The Rising and Working on a Dream. This is also a composition that benefits very much from subtle orchestration and Springsteen's softly phrased, intimate vocal.
I hauled my scyther, battered ditch, built me an ark, a gopher wood and pitch. Sat down by the roadside and waited on the rain. I am the hunter of invisible game. Well, I woke last night to the heavy clicking and clack, and a scarecrow on fire along the railroad tracks. There were empty cities and burning plains. I am the hunter of invisible.
One of the things you get used to listening to this album is that Springsteen was willing to sacrifice one of his most assiduous habits, conceiving of an album as a unified whole with an ongoing narrative, to accommodate the mixed bag assortment he wants to give listeners throughout High Hopes. Thus, for example, he follows a recording of American Skin, 41 Shots, one of his most somber songs about injustice, with this lovely 1980s pop song from the Australian band The Saints, Just Like Firewood.
One night in a motel room, I was cast like steel.
table, knew the morning was too far. I smoked my last cigarette, I stayed only to define. The night was dark and the land was cold, mountains frozen right to the bone. Just like firewood I burned up, just like firewood, just like firewood I burned up. 500 miles.
Almost by definition, High Hopes is an uneven album, but that doesn't make it an inferior one. From a substantially reworked version of his 1995 song The Ghost of Tom Joad, to a beautiful cover of Dream Baby Dream by the 70s New York avant-punk band Suicide, there's a sprawl to this material that's not going to be a nonstop pleasure for all of the different kinds of fans Springsteen has. But as a demonstration of his range, his thoughtfulness, and his ongoing enthusiasm to take in the entire 60-plus years of rock and roll, High Hopes suggests a vitality, an undimmed eagerness that makes you want to follow Springsteen wherever he may go.
Ken Tucker reviewed Bruce Springsteen's new album, High Hopes. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Shurrock. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Salat, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. John Sheehan directed today's show. I'm Terry Gross.
Smile.